Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, text of the day goes to Steph because we were just talking about all the unique ice cream sandwiches out there. And I did make a comment about being lactose intolerant and probably hating that segment. But Steph wrote in and said, yeah, guys, I have a dairy allergy, so screw you. Respectfully, of course. Text of the day to Steph.
Hey, bringing the sass.
You guys ever want to sound off on what we're talking about here on the morning show? Same number for text line and calling us. We're very accessible. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Story here says, we're all just looking for a little more fun in our day. We need more fun. It's just work, work, work. Yeah, I think that's about right. I could use a little more fun for sure. But the problem is once you start factoring in going to work, coming home, doing your chores, dealing with family stuff, doing the laundry, blah, 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 you don't have any time left in your day to have some fun.
Yeah.
And this survey says about 40% of Americans want more fun, and they think they could achieve that by just having 2.5 more hours per day of whatever they want to do. Of fun, essentially.
Okay.
So let's wave the magic wand. There you get 2.5 hours to go have some fun. What are you going to do? The first thing on the list, watch TV. Come on. Fat America.
So
here, I'll
lame.
Play it for you. Fat America. Go outside. Go touch grass, right?
Yeah, hug a tree.
The other fun things people want to do, dine out, follow personal hobbies did make the list. So
that's
maybe
good.
If you're into pottery. Or 3D printing, playing games, Yahtzee, Uno, and then enjoying outdoor activities also made the list there at the bottom. So going camping or something. But I think that's about right. What would you do with 2.5 hours a day?
I don't know. Like, I just am so by myself now. Like, that's my free time is filled with that. So I think I would like to add someone to it. Like, I would really like a man to have more fun with, honestly.
You want to have fun with a man for 2.5 hours a day?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What am I, a machine?
No, I'm just saying, someone to do these things with. Like, you know, actually go out and be outside and touch grass and touch a tree.
But with a man.
Yeah.
So you've been texting with that one dude the past couple days. Like, what happened with that?
Yeah,
you were, like, hot and heavy with this guy, weren't you?
We were just getting to know each other, and
can you
we
name him?
Met.
Or fake name him?
Let's call him Mike. Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Mike.
So right, Mike. We were, yeah, chatting a little bit, and things were progressing to the point where we're like, hey, let's go ahead and meet. And we did meet over the weekend, and I have to tell you, it was kind of fabulous in the sense that we sat there for 3 hours and just talked and talked and talked, and he was so much fun to talk to. But the thing is, immediately I sat down, and within 15-30 seconds of meeting this guy, I could tell there wasn't really a spark there, right? Like
that fast?
Yeah, just, I mean, it, like, there was something about it where when we met in person, I just immediately was like, you know what? I feel like this guy could be just a really good friend, almost like a brother vibe. Like, I get along really well with my brother, and that's what he reminded me of.
I'm sorry, were you saying what you were talking about? Like, what were some
everything.
Of the, like,
just everything. Like, because we got, like, we are both huge into just the food culture around town, so we like to go to different restaurants and whatnot. He's also a big sports fan, so we were talking about sports. He loves to hike. We were talking about hiking and just being
outdoors.
And this
isn't your perfect match?
No, just, it wasn't.
There was no romantic connection.
It was not a spark.
It was a hobbies connection.
It was, and it was like immediately I was like, I want to be this guy's friend. Like, I just felt like he could be such a fun person to hang out with. Because also, it, you know, I come across this a lot, and when I want to go have fun, a lot of times people associate going out and having drinks and stuff with that. Like, immediately, that's part of their having fun, and I don't do that. And this guy also wasn't super focused on that. Like, his idea of fun is actually going out and doing things like we're talking, and so that's where a lot of the, oh my gosh, we should be friends came from. So here's the thing, is we went on this date, talked for 3 hours, and I really sat there and thought about it. I'm like, is it weird if I message this guy? We didn't exchange phone numbers, but we were still talking on the app. It's like, is it weird if I message him and say, hey, I didn't feel a spark, but I really want to be your friend. Like, I think we should be homies. And
it's kind of a first impression, it's kind.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing there romantically and I got that back from a lady, I'd be like, well, that's kind of cool. Like, I can carry a conversation and at least show somebody a good time in another way.
Yeah, that's
I would find that kind of heartwarming.
So that's the way I thought about it. And then
I talked to
a few people. Well, here's the thing. So I sat on the idea for a couple days and I talked to a few people about it. The baby Nana actually gave me the best advice because she's like, you know, you come across a lot of people in your life where when you meet them, they're your friend and you know that. So this is just like that, you know? This is just because you went out with the assumption that it could be romantic doesn't mean...
I mean, why not let the spark maybe build a little bit? I mean, a lot of times the best relationships start with just the friendship. Why not be friends and then see if something builds later on? Like, it doesn't have to be the initial, like,
yeah,
you could be my husband, you know?
I know, but, and I don't want to put out, because, like, we've talked about this before, like, the ick. It wasn't the ick. I don't want to say that, but I just
you
knew.
You just had, you could not envision him laying on top of you.
Yeah, because that's,
that's a way to put it.
The ick is so mean, I feel like, so that's not the way it was. But I know a lot of relationships can build from a solid friendship connection, but again, I just feel like this will be just a friendship.
And so did you send him the text?
I did. I sat on it a few days, and then I sent him not only a message, but a long message. It was long. Hi, I don't know if this is weird or not, but I really like talking to you. Now, I didn't feel a spark, but I really feel like we could be friends. And then I kept on saying, I never do this with anybody. Like, if I don't like somebody,
on his
I
end,
will
he's like,
just
sure,
say,
sure,
no, I
sure.
don't, but I, and I explained that to him. I was like, if I don't like someone, I'll do the adult thing and move on. But I really thought that I wanted to reach out to you because you don't have a 3-hour conversation with somebody for nothing.
I feel like your messages are pretty darn genuine. I mean, it's totally going to depend on the person on the other end and, you know, how they're reading it. But I've received messages from you and I feel like that would probably be a pretty darn sweet message.
Yeah, well, and
did
I'm
he reply back?
He has not replied back.
He hasn't
yet,
replied
so,
back? Are you sure?
He hasn't unmatched us. Well, let me see. Let me go ahead and look real quick. So he did not reply back. It's been about a day.
Oh,
he
no.
Did. Hold up.
He replied back. Oh, my gosh.
Don't read
do, you
it.
Want, do you want me to wait? Okay. So
I want you to read it
back.
Beforehand.
Okay.
Read it. I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
We'll be back in about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Read it now and see if we can come back and read it because this is personal. This is this guy's life.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. It's a nice message back, actually.
All right. But I want to know how he feels about just being a friend.
Okay.
He's just a good guy.
Let's talk about it.
All right. Let's find out.
Let me actually, I want to read you my message because, again, it was long.
All right.
Kind of winded.
Can you condense
but,
it?
Sure. So, hi. I've been debating on whether or not to send this. I had so much fun talking with you. That being said, I did not feel a spark between us. I really liked hanging out with you, though. You can totally tell me if this is too weird or not, but I was wondering if you'd like to be friends. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can totally just unmatch us if you're not feeling it. Just thought I'd ask. So, again,
that's okay.
Took a few days for him to finally respond, and just this morning he did, and he says... Ha ha, anytime I can sit down with anyone for 3 hours, that's a friend to me.
No!
I have a new friend!
Friend zone, friend zone, friend zone!
And he really was fun. And again, like, my thought process is too, and maybe this is overthinking it, but I feel like being in a, like, his friends probably are a little like him, right? So, you know, maybe I could be friends with his friends. And then he could be
brilliant.
Friends with my friends,
but,
you know?
But if his friends are like him, you might meet his friend group and find one dude within that friend group that also likes to eat and hike and that you would like to have him lay on top of you.
You're picking up what I'm putting down.
I like what you did! Brilliant!
So, it's all part of my master plan, but I do like friends.
Friend
like
zone him and then sleep with one of his friends.
Okay.
That's really good. Hey, let me just tell you, my wife actually just texted during that last break, and she said, tell Katie, just a reminder, that you and I were friends first, as in me and her. Friends first.
Right.
We were friend zoned.
Well, but you guys didn't like each other at first either.
There was not a lot of spark there. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but
maybe,
we like to do the same things.
Okay. Maybe it is something that could grow
nurturing. And then she grew to love me.
Or maybe I'll love his friend.
And she found me incredibly attractive and so funny.
See?
Just keep an open
mind.
And
the best part is she laid on me.
She totally
didn't even have to lay on her.